This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark. This is Sally and Bill DeBose. Before you submit our offer on that townhouse, we'd like to add the following. Sale contingent upon the feng shui inspection, with seller to pay all recommended charges. Hope to hear from you soon.
That was Babs voicing the Rockford bit, but it sounds like Gail Weeks. It's kind of funny, and she's celebrating a birthday this week, and I'm going to be there to celebrate. I can't tell you how old she is, but you know, if you're a guy in your 70s or early 80s and you're youthful, you call me after the program. I want to hook up with Gail. She's an attractive woman. She's going strong. 805-452-2428. We'll do a match date. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest is a walking, talking encyclopedia of Santa Barbara history, Mary Louise Days. Mary Louise Days. You got to have three names to be a historian. She's already planning to commemorate the 100th year anniversary of the 1925 Santa Barbara earthquake, June of 2025, as part of the Historic Landmarks Commission. And we'll talk about that and how Santa Barbara grew as a result of the earthquake. I found some other trivia that occurred on the same date, the Santa Barbara earthquake. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. We're going to take a look at in the first segment. And if we have time, I kind of took a look at the first, this last week's 18 sales. We got high on the number of sales. And want to go into the details of what sold over asking and under asking. But first, as you've all been waiting for, the year-to-date sales, we've got 12 weeks. So we can call that 3 months for the month, for the day ending March 22nd, 2024. And single-family residences only. So I broke out everything, which I'll give you first, and then I broke out Montecito. Everything, we have 145 single-family sales, which is 12.08 per week. Now, 2023 ended at 13.25. By the way, I'm a little bit amped this morning, and I have been for a few days. I can't sleep. I'm taking steroids. I'm on prednisone for a 15-day course. And it affects your sleep. Kind of amped up. I'm enjoying it. But I tweaked my back, something awful, and I had this nerve pain down my right arm. But it seems to be, I've been on it like 4 days, and seems to be working. And I'm going to do an MRI this Wednesday just to double check, see if there's a tumor. So 2023, we averaged 13.25 sales per week, single family. And the first 12 weeks of 2024, we're averaging 12.08 sales. So down about a sale, which is encouraging because you don't normally come out of the gate with a huge number of sales. Last year, year to date, it was under 11, 10.92 sales. And as mentioned, we went up to 13.25. So it'd be interesting to see if we can go up even higher, the number of sales. Still have low inventory, but more inventory today than last year at this time. We have 138 listings on the market for the week ending March 22nd, 2024. 138 that are not in escrow. Last year at this time, 98. The year before that, 96. The year before that, 130. And then 303. And that was low because the year before that was 371. And then you go back and usually you want to see it in the 300. So the last 4 years, really historic lows in inventory. So we got the number of sales. The median price, just under $2.3 million year to date. Last year it was $2,250,000. Ended up last year at $2,223,850. Let's call it $224,000 if you'd like. And generally, the first 12 weeks of the year, the median price generally will go down by the year's end. Why are people, are more expensive homes selling the first quarter of the year? apparently, looking back to 2015, 2 years, the median price reversed that trend and went up. In 2019, the year to date for the first 12 weeks was $1.3 million, and it ended up the year at $1.316 million. Well, not much, right? But 2020, for the first 12 weeks of the year, single family, South Coast, $1.386 million, ended up at $1.595 million. All the other years go down a little bit, the median price. So it's a trend I really haven't tracked, but just happened to notice. 2022, we had 231 sales. So you can see 2023, 2024, record low number of sales. Go back to 2016 and 2017. Oh, even 2019 was the lowest. We had 207 sales for the first 12 weeks. But generally, it was in the mid-twos, low-twos. 2021, the unicorn year where things flew off the shelf, 299 sales for the first 12 weeks. So we're at half that. But that's not, you can't really look at 2021. That's the anomaly year. But now, Montecito only, 32 sales. Now, let's say I didn't tell you 32 sales. I just told you the number of sales in Montecito for the first 12 weeks of the year increased 50% over last year. That's the headline. You got to be careful with headlines. We did, but we went from 20 to 32. And yes, it's a big increase, but 20 and 32 are just low. I mean, the year before that was 50. Most of the years, it's in the 40s. Montecito, first 12 weeks of the year. But in 2018 and 2019, amazingly, 25 sales. Now, 2018 was a debris flow. I don't know why 2019 was only 25 sales. But back then, in Montecito only, 2018, 2019, median price was about 2.8. And now the median price Montecito, $5,750,000. 2024 for the first 12 weeks of the year. Last year was $5,325,000. Year before that, $5.6 million. 2021, $4.5 million, and then under $3 million, virtually for 4 years in a row, and then $3.5 million and $3.2 million back in 2016 and 2015. So Montecito, everything's jumped. Back in 2015, the median price for the first 12 weeks of the year was $1,160,000, and now we're at $1 million. We're at $2,300,000, so we're virtually doubling for the first 12 weeks of the year. And 2015 ended up at $1,132,000, went down. So I suspect we will not maintain virtually the $2.3 million median price that we have for the first 12 weeks of the year. So I'm running up against the clock, so I won't give you the breakdown of the 18 sales. I can give this to you real quickly, talking about stats. This is from the Santa Barbara Independent, March 18th, 2024, talking about building construction of homes, and, you know, either at Paseo Nuevo or La Cumbre. There's a good chance you'll get 10 to 20% lower income housing. Okay, you understand what that means? You build 100 homes, you'll get 10 or 20% lower income, right? You'll get 10 or 20 homes. But a much greater chance that 80 to 90% will be market rate and out of the reach of the most vulnerable. Isn't that saying the same thing? We just said 10 to 20%. Now we're saying 80 to 90% will be market rate. Where's the editor? You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the walking, talking Santa Barbara historian, walking and talking encyclopedia of Santa Barbara history, Mary Louise Day. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.